Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This sounds like it's from Donkey Kong Country.
This is what I was saying.
What? That's exactly
no,
what
I
this
know.
Sounds
this
like.
This is what I was saying towards the end of the show yesterday.
Drew's, sounds like Donkey Kong
Drew's
Country.
Drew's beats have like a theme. They're all, this is.
Donkey Kong's rolling around getting bananas right now. Pounding on the ground, trying to find a bunch. This is from Donkey Kong Country. I actually think you might get sued for copyright infringement. This is the Super Nintendo Donkey Kong Country music.
It is not. It is fresh off of GarageBand. Royalty free.
I feel like I just got a flight and I landed in Japan or China or something. That's what also this sounds like.
That's just he's got a.
All his have that theme. That's what I'm saying. They're all the other. Oh, you cut it off.
Well, yeah, it faded out.
Oh, that was short.
Oh, I see.
It was a shorter one.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
A lot of beats just repeat. You know,
so
he could just repeat it if he needed to.
That's the Jay Southland.
I could have looped it.
You had asked me a question before the show, and I think it relates to a question I had asked Jake Eisenberg. There's really two parts of the offense right now that I think remain questions that I don't have answers to based on what they've done. One is, can hitting runners in scoring position be a team-wide yips? Because at this point, I got to think that it's in everyone's head. That there's somebody standing on second and there's somebody standing on third because there's no other explanation for the way that they hit outside of it. And the second part of it is, if it's not that, then it goes back to like Jack Caglione, not like his saving of the offense, but how long does it take for him not to hit a home run before you're like, hey, what's going on here?
I told you.
And not with him necessarily, just in general. What's up here? Because this feels like a little too recent.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him in terms of like what he's doing. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
He
actually looks pretty comfortable.
In a couple of weeks, going back to the Alex Zumwalt conversation that we started the show with and just where hitting is at in this organization at the big league level and guys developing and nothing but singles and singles and singles and singles, and you got to get five of them in a row. There's no power to be found seemingly anywhere in the lineup right now. That's where I would get concerned that in 2 or 3 weeks, if he doesn't have a single home run, I would be concerned like, all right, was there an adjustment to his approach because of how he is being coached at the big league level?
Like, why is he hitting the ball?
I think it's
on the
too
ground
early for
the air?
Too early for him. He could go hit two home runs this weekend and it doesn't matter. But in a couple weeks, if he doesn't have a home run, I'm serious.
Like, that's a good amount of time.
I will actually be concerned about what the heck happened. Yes, there's the big league jump. We all understand that.
Time to adjust.
But truly, like, I would be worried because I've also seen power numbers go down for other guys. Bobby Wood Jr.'s power numbers are down. Jonathan Indy was never a power hitter, but he was had 15 last year.
His numbers are down. They're a singles team right now.
You know what I mean? The single after single. Yeah, move the line kind of stuff. That was great. I understand they did that in 14 and 15. This is a different conversation, though. There is like none to be found. And they're also not hitting with runners in scoring position. So, yeah, you know, MJ, different prospect. But MJ Melendez was a 40 home run guy in the minors. Never came close to that in the majors. So, yes, I would be concerned in a couple weeks if I don't see any power.
I don't think that that's unfair. It might be... I'd start wondering in probably a week. I am not impatient with players. They are allowed to have time to adjust to the major league level. I actually think, all things considered, he has given some quality at bats.
No, like, I don't he doesn't look lost to the plate. It's just the power,
not at all,
the power. Well, yes, the exit velocity is there, but I would be worried. Like, everybody else is in singles, and he's starting to hit more ground balls than I ever saw in the minors. So that's why I would be concerned in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and I think that's the part that really is starting to stump me is, how is it? And I understand Omaha, but like, he didn't spend that much time in Omaha. He was hitting in Double A just fine. That's not like, that's a hitter neutral park, at least on that end. And the ball was in the air and four long homers. How is it that every single guy who comes up to the big leagues, power reduces significantly the last couple of years when they come to the bigs, or increases after they leave? Let's take a guy like Ryan O'Hearn as an example. It does start, and I understand the ballpark part of it. I'm not trying to pretend that that's not some factor, but come on, what are we talking, 5%, 8%? So like, if I'm willing to accept a certain amount of decline in that, the power has to be real. The Royals have the 11th best batting average in baseball, the first since May 1st. You have to put the ball over the fence. Jack Caglione was supposed to be part of the solution to that. And I'm not even saying, like, I'm kind of with you that I'm not even sure that this for me is a Jack Caglione concern more than it is like, are you coaching it out of him? Are you like, are we sitting in these meetings being like, hey, you know, we're struggling on offense right now, let's talk about getting the ball in play, hitting line drives, getting guys home? I'm like, no. I'm about to say, forget batting average for the next couple of weeks. Everyone over the fence. That's the job we're focused on now.
Wow, no.
Are we sure?
No.
Because hitting for the batting average part ain't doing it.
So look, as much as I told you, in a couple weeks, if Cags hasn't hit a home run, I would
be... say we're not burying Jack, by the way, from the 5-6-3.
What? Yeah, that makes no sense. And again, a couple weeks, if he doesn't hit a home run, I'd be concerned that the philosophy at the big league level with hitting is altering his ability. Yeah, that's what we have said. In terms of what you just said, though, no, I don't think now they just need to just all be trying to swing for the fences.
Sure.
That's a disastrous idea.
Are you sure?
As well.
Because hitting for average ain't getting it done.
I know you're going to say, well, it can't be any worse. Like, that's the easiest thing in sports that everybody does. We all do it. Like, well, it can't be any worse. Like, oh, you know, this coach stinks. Well, I can't fire him. It can't be any worse. Like, that's just like I'm just saying in general. It's a very lazy cop out that we do as sports fans. Anytime something with any team, I don't know, it'd be the Knicks, it can be the Pacers, sure, it can be anybody. Like, when somebody's not performing or a coach we don't like or whatever, like, well, it can't be any worse.
Is not it can't be any worse, but I do think that probably like a month ago when they were struggling offensively, this is what teams do when they struggle offensively. Zumwalt says things like, hey, you know what? We're worried about this. Let's take walks. Let's put the ball in play.
Agreed.
Let's
agreed.
Get guys on base. And I think that they focus too much on that now.
I agree with that.
And that they've driven these guys into singles and line drive hitters when sometimes they do have to take a big cut. I'm not saying every at bat all the time. I'm being hyperbolic in that sense.
Yeah.
And that's what you were talking about with Jack, I think, to a point. But the runners in scoring position thing, it's in their head. It just straight up is. I don't have that on word, right? I didn't go ask 30 members of the Royals baseball organization and 20 members of the team and be like, is it in your head? Vinny said it last night. Vinny said you can start to feel it a little bit. They were 1-for-31 this year against the Yankees with runners in scoring position. They are one of the three worst teams in baseball. They're one of the three best teams in baseball last year with nearly identical talent. Even a regression to the mean gold would mean league average. And honestly, that would make a world of difference for a team that could pitch this way. I think it's in their head a little bit. And I don't know how you snap out of that other than just have a two-week stretch when you get hits with runners in scoring position. That's really the only solution to this problem, right? Go on a stretch where you stop thinking about it. Because I think they're thinking about it every time they step up to the plate. I think they're pressing.
Look, a lot of this is the players and their abilities and what limitations they have. But we know in baseball plenty of times when a team has expectations to make the playoffs, as we started the show with, and last year they made the playoffs, and then you are trending historically bad offensively, and especially in certain situations, you have to look at where the advice is coming from and where the coaching is coming from on the hitting aspect of this organization. and what has gone wrong. And it's not like you can cite me, well, they were awesome on offense a year ago. No, they were average a year ago on offense. The 2 years before that, they were bad. This year, they are very bad on offense. So it's not like, hey, it's just an off year. Hey, there's this track record of hitting at the big league level where, no, they were eighth last year. This is just one of those. It's terrible. No, it's not like they've just had this great philosophy and success developing hitting. Their biggest win, I still think, is Vinny Pasquantino, probably over the last X amount of years. Bobby Wood Jr., with all due respect,
it's always hard
Bobby
Wood Jr. is so talented.
Bobby Wood Jr., like, going back to the hyperbolic stuff, like anybody could get with, that's what somebody would say. Like, Bobby Wood Jr., most teams would find a way to get Bobby Wood Jr. to have success. Yeah. So, with all due respect to them, look, Michael Garcia is having a very nice season, but it's a 3 month sample size. Kyle Isbell, good for him, having a career year, but you know, you developed a number nine hitter. Okay. That plays center field. I mean, I'm talking about where's the development?
Where's the middle of the order bad? Yep. And that's supposed to be, and still can be, Jack Caglione.
Yeah.
But it doesn't even, one man can't save it. I guess like if you made a trade right now, it's like if I just said, all right, let's trade for a bat. Let's add another one. One guy's not going to fix it right now. And I'm not saying like, cause again, I want to be kind of clear. I'm not totally out on the Royals. I still think that there's a lot of redeeming qualities about the team that suggests to me that they can win, but they're going to have to prove to me that they can hit before I'm fully bought back into this is a playoff team and this is a team that can make a run or this is a team that can compete the entire time and all that stuff.
We got a lot of texts like, hey, they should sell. Let me be clear on this.
I don't think they need to sell.
I think there's confusion on where at least I stand. I you can speak for yourself, obviously, Cody, on this, but like the problem of what they need to do at the deadline sorts itself out in three-ish weeks, like June 1 or July 1, I should say, you know, right after 4th of July weekend. Like, there's no someone texted and said, they're sellers, they should sell. And I responded back and said, yeah, that'll sort itself out. They'll be able to tell what they need to do. Then they're like, no, I don't know how you still believe. The argument is not whether or not they're going to end up being sellers or not. The point is, they don't have to decide that on June 13th. You may be convinced 1,000% that they need to sell, and that's fine. That might be where they end up, and I will be right there with you if on July 5th, this team is 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games out of a playoff spot. I will be there. I disagree with the notion that on June 13th, they have to make that decision. No team that is one game under 500 is saying, all right, time to sell June 13th. That's not how any organization operates.
I actually think it would be a bad way to operate.
They potentially will be sellers. I'm with you. Like, the way things are trending, yeah, they should be sellers. But they don't have to make that decision today because in 3 weeks, they'll either be right where they're at, probably, or they might be nine games under 500. And if they are that, if it falls off a cliff, then we're all going to be on the same page, and they will be on the same page as well.
I guess part of this is just, it comes back to the notion of the options of what you think should be there. I'll just be honest with you. If 1 month from today, on July 13th, they are where they are today, as in two games out of a playoff spot,
then they should not sell.
I don't want them to sell. I want this team to try to win every year. They have Bobby Wood Jr. under contract, Vinny Pasquantino in the lineup, and Jack Caglione in the lineup, and a pitching staff of this quality. I'm going to want them to buy on July 13th, if they're two games out of a playoff spot. Do I think they have to make either decision today? No.
Right.
To your point, they can make those decisions down the road. The other decisions the team had to make is where the hell they're going to play baseball.
That too.
I had said yesterday, and I don't think it's unfair, okay, we have passed the next hurdle, which is Missouri has funding for the Chiefs and the Royals if they want to take it. And what I had said at this point, as it relates to the Royals, who I think is the next mover in this situation, is Mayor Q has always made it seem like the money faucet can be turned on whenever. So here's what he had to say on the drive yesterday about where that money's coming from. Let's first start to say with where he said why the Royals could end up downtown without a public vote.
Look, ultimately it's a decision of the Kansas City Royals, but I can tell you right now, Kansas City already has an offer and a package, particularly with state support, that lays out how the Royals, through incentives, through existing approaches that we have now and existing financing, is able to support the construction of a downtown baseball stadium. I respect the people. We will have public hearings till the cows come home, but because this is not a sales tax, because this is not a new tax, this is the sort of thing that doesn't actually have to go to a vote. And I don't say that to avoid any engagement publicly, but just in the same way that in Kansas they passed star bonds of the legislature that did not go to a vote of the people of the whole state of Kansas. Just like in Missouri, they just passed the Show Me Sports Investment Act. Kansas City, because we're the largest city in the region, because we're the flagship brand of the region, have abilities through our size, through our experience to build big things, just like we did with CPKC Stadium. We can get this stadium done. And I think this is the sort of thing where we can say we can get it done with some signatures on paper rather than going through a long, drawn-out further political process.
He's putting it in the Royals' court. He's saying we've already put on paper showing you how we will give you the funding that you have been requesting for a stadium and that the Kansas City portion of that can be done through, to my understanding, through tax redistribution. Not that it wouldn't be like that's how they can do it without it. They're just moving funds around in the city budget in order to make that thing happen. He did say it is time for a decision, though.
Well, this is time for a decision to be made. I think it's time for everybody to move. And I don't think it is the sort of thing where you cross the Rubicon and you can't necessarily go back. So I think that I stand in this situation. I don't do every day with the Kansas Republican leaders who are saying, yeah, let's get this done by June 30th. I'm with them. I think Kansas City has put a great deal forward. I think it only makes sense in Jackson County to move ahead, no matter the politics or the people involved. And I think the teams recognize that. And they recognize you want to be in jurisdictions that have done this before. You know, one thing that's not talked about with the stadium projects and other jurisdictions that the Royals could go, how do you even handle the zoning? What do the people think? What's going to happen? You're going to demolish half North Kansas City? You're going to, like, bulldoze through public common and Overland Park? There's a lot of steps there. Downtown makes sense to a man and woman, every person saying, all right, I at least get that. I understand the people that are like, never leave Kauffman folks, but I think there is a clear message here. There is clear monetary support, and I hope there's a clear answer coming up.
Now, I will say, I assume that there are smart people in Johnson County, Clay County, who could figure out zoning.
Yeah, that's
like that's a bit rich for my blood, probably, at least on that end. But generally speaking, Gold, it seems like he wants to push the Royals to make a decision too.
Yeah, and they should. And I 100% that I think, you know, it is time. I mean, you now know exactly where the financing mechanisms are going to come from on both sides of the state line. It sounds like the city has told the Royals, here's what we can also provide. The Chiefs one's a little more complicated because they still, if they stay in Jackson County, will need to go to a public vote. It sounds like based on everything that is out there at this point in time. So I understand where they're at on that. The last part that would be the only part I would push back on. Like this idea that the state of Kansas or Overland Park couldn't figure out like zoning and how to redo streets and zoning and all. Give me a break. Like that's
we've already done this. Like, it's like, when's the last time you built a stadium downtown?
But as far as everything else he said, I agree with. I really do. Everything else he said, the last part's the part where it's a little bit like, okay, that's just, hey, you're the mayor of KCMO,
right?
And that's fine.
You're doing your version of, yeah, Kansas City, Missouri, be like, those guys can't even figure it out. Yeah. How will they take down businesses? I'm like, you guys. Yeah. And this is the part I would push back on in this, and I'd be careful if I were him. You guys couldn't decide which road you were keeping open or closed up until the day people voted on something. So, like, you know, it takes time, but you'll figure it out. Look, I really do think both people should be turning the screws on the Royals right now. In my opinion, the Royals pretty much have the numbers at this point. You know what Kansas is giving you. You can get an accountant to run the bonds and know what it is between 55 and 70% of whatever they get funded on the star bonds. Let's say it's not the full 70% because that's still the thing Missourians will say about it. And you run the numbers of the 50% plus the city tax stuff. They're telling you they'll funnel over your way and decide the numbers versus the location versus the decision. Sit in a room for the next 48 hours and decide where you want to put the stadium and who you're going to put pen to paper on. And I do think he'll have pushback. Q will have pushback, and he can already hear it, like where he's like, hey, look, I'll have all the public forums you want, but I can do this, and I'm going to do it. So, like,
for the Royals to stay in Missouri, there will not be a public vote. Like, the Royals are not going to public vote again. The Chiefs, I think, if they stay in Jackson County, will kind of have to, just because the county is taking the lead on the Chiefs' end. The Royals and the city are doing that, and that goes back to the whole, you know, Frank White issue as well. Like the Royals are not trying to get anything done through the Jackson County legislature. Way past that. And so, let's see over the next couple of weeks where this is going to play out. I still think, I don't know if we'll know on June 30th. I think that's a little bit much, but first week of July-ish, yeah, like right after the 4th of July holiday, let's go, please. One way or the other.
I think that was when John Sherman spoke before the season,
he said June, July.
He said, yeah, sometime in these next 2 months, they'll have everything. They'll have everything laid out for everybody to see.
This is not meant to like be an insult because like things move. His timeline estimate, which we all want, right? Because we ask for those things. Give me a timeline. Tell me when. Been a little off on his guesses on the we'll know.
Do you think this delays it?
No, this should, in my opinion, make the timeline still make sense.
It should be closer than ever.
You should know. Okay, right. You should know where you are going. I'll tell you this much. We're getting an update by June 30th, no matter what. Because if they haven't decided a location, Kansas is either going to say, well, we're still in the mix and we're going to extend the star bonds by 2 months, which will tell you negotiations are ongoing. Or if they let them expire, that's going to tell us the Royals, in at least, or one of the two, are staying in Kansas or staying in Missouri.
Yeah, I mean, if it's true they don't need a vote for the Royals to stay in KCMO, then
how are they not going to do a downtown stadium?
Then that would seem like the original idea that they wanted all along was a downtown ballpark.
Officially, you know? We'll be disappointed if it's not downtown now because of this. You got the state money. The city's offering you some. Let's not even say it's all the way to Kansas's money, and it's like 90%. Well, they're giving you what you want, though. You want downtown baseball in a downtown area where you can build stuff around. So, like, they're giving you... Like,
yeah, as long as
take 90 cents on the dollar. No offense.
As long as it is true, and based on the reports out there, it suggests as long as it is true that the Royals would not need a vote to stay in KCMO, then yeah, it seems like why wouldn't that be an option you take? If it's not true and that they need a vote, well then I don't think they're
yeah. But I'm just saying if it's true and they don't need the vote, then take their money and build downtown exactly where you want it.
Crash of the day.
All right, so this one. It's happened a few times over the last few weeks, and if anybody that has even checked their Facebook recently, you've seen this. And I've seen some people I'm friends with on Facebook, some of our listeners that have been caught up in the fake athlete AI stories. Have you seen these? They're basically what I think seem pretty fake, but it'd be a story like, oh, could you believe Peyton Manning adopted this kid? It's an unknown story. Nobody ever knew before. And it's like a photo of Peyton Manning with this kid.
Or it's Patrick Mahomes saved the kid from drowning this weekend at Smithville. And you're like,
if
what?
If you just look at the photo, it's very clearly AI. Like the face looks off and everything. And it's this long story. And it'll be like, you know, Patrick Mahomes, some kid, so many of you don't even know, there was this kid that walked to football practice every day barefoot. Patrick Mahomes found out about the story and he went and he dropped off cleats. And then the photo is Patrick Mahomes dropping off Nike cleats. Another dead giveaway. He's an Adidas guy. He wouldn't be dropping off Nike cleats. All the trash of the day is
poor AI doesn't even
stop
know the shoe
falling
brand.
For the fake AI athlete pictures and stories on your Facebook account.
Not just athlete ones, all of them.
Well,
to be
all
honest,
of them.
But
the athlete ones seem very obvious at this point. And also, just let's be real, there's not many Patrick Mahomes story about something like that you just wouldn't already know, number one. Number two, like, there's so many clues. The photos look fake.
And pretty much anyone about Travis and Taylor you can assume is fake at this point.
Yeah. They
sources say they got secretly married in Trinidad and Tobago. No, they didn't. You don't have to click on that article. It's probably just stealing your social security number, if we're being honest, when you click on that thing. So are you just trying to teach people media literacy gold? Is that your take here?
It's just stop falling for it. People are quoting like, oh my gosh, what a great guy.
Sure. Do a quick Google
search.
But
it's a fake story.
How bad was the one that you saw happen yesterday did this? How bad was the photo of Peyton Manning?
Dude, it was very clearly not Peyton Manning. Like, you can just tell what looks like AI photo-wise. The cheap AI. This isn't some like high-level stuff where you're like, oh, maybe that's real. I can't tell.
Look, I had to double Google. Somebody on the text line said the Antonio Brown story. No, that one's very real.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can find out pretty quickly which one.
Part of the problem on Facebook too is the algorithms push the fake stuff to the top. Like, some of the real content doesn't even get shown on your feed. That's the trash of the day. Up next, let's get to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Talk more about what one account is claiming is actually going to happen for a Chiefs player in 2025. We'll explain that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Next.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Chiefs Red Half Hour brought to you by All Weather Decks, Kansas City's most respected deck builder. Check them out at allweatherdecks.net.
Reminder coming up a little bit later on today, 1 o'clock hour. It is a Fan Club Friday. Dana Wright going to stop by, hang out in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll talk a little bit of golf, too. Perfect time to have her in studio. U.S. Open going on. We'll also find out one
year. I need
year.
Some swing tips. I stink, and I'm playing tomorrow. I want to be better at golf, but I don't have the time commitment.
I think there's nothing that is more evident with, like, in terms of, like, hobby or whatever. If there's a hobby where you just have to play it over and over and actually go out, it's golf. Like, you're like, I want to get better. But if you go once every 3 months, I don't think it's ever possible for you to get better if you're going once every 3 months. And that's the challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not going to get better if I, unless I just, go to the driving range twice a week. Mm-hmm. They say they get better on the range, you know, Drew. That's what they say. Improve your game on the range. I said, you got to go on the golf. I was not being sarcastic. I was being serious, but in a jokey way. I said, I don't need to play golf. I just need to go to the range. That's how I'll really improve my game.
You can grind at the range, but you're better off. Like, if you say the goal is to break 90 or the goal is to break 85, then you should just go out and play. Don't even go to the range. Just go out and play.
So we'll get another U.S. Open leaderboard update in the noon hour. Also, again, Fan Club Friday. We tried to find these new Mountain Dew seltzers.
The three places I went yesterday didn't have them.
All right, so we'll have to wait another week or so. Yeah, maybe next week. You won't be here, but
Binkley loves Mountain Dew.
Bink, maybe next Friday's Fan Club when Bink's in. Maybe that's what we'll bring
you
in.
You guys are both going to be gone, though.
I picked us up. Oh yeah.
That's true, Drew. That's a good point.
Have to go to the liquor store.
Maybe
and get,
if you want them.
I brought something that I think everyone will enjoy today. I went non-beer today.
There you go.
That way we can keep.
Thank you. How thoughtful of
you. Very
yes,
happy about
thank
this.
You.
There's some non-beers in our fridge. At this point, we got like a fridge that's got like 2/3 full of a mini fridge full of alcohol.
Yes.
We could have like 5 today. You want to start now?
We haven't got to that point yet. I got a busy day still after the show. I got things to do right after. So no, I cannot. We'll do the one drink in the Fan Club Friday.
Fine. That's maybe it. Two, you know, I'm we'll off see. Next week. Maybe two.
You, yeah. You're about to head
see,
on.
See how I'm feeling trip. Today.
All right. Let's talk some Chiefs football though.
You had mentioned those fake AI accounts.
Oh,
sending
man.
Out stories on athletes. This is kind of how I felt yesterday when I saw this headline. I'm assuming you did too, but I had a few people text me like, wow, Rashee Rice isn't going to get suspended. I'm like, man, where's that coming from? Our guy, Nate Taylor, get the
mm-hmm,
scoop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like our friend Pete, like who's got it? Who's got the news that this isn't going down? Well, it was ML Football, a football aggregator account who with no other information at all says the feeling is now that Rashee Rice will not receive a suspension at all.
It doesn't say reported by anybody.
He's not aggregating it to anybody. He's not giving credit to anyone. And again, this is one of those accounts that just puts like one of their other accounts was Antonio Brown is blank. And then hoping you're just going to send something out in order to do it. It legitimately just says that Rashee Rice is now no longer expected to do it. Look, one of their other graphics just said weed and then explained through a headline. So like part of me
those
is like
the worst Twitter accounts though. Dove Kleiman and this ML football. They're just aggregators. They steal content from people and then they do this just
and
to
then they
get
just
attention.
Do like nonsense. So, like
I don't think
not
it's
expected
real,
from who not like, and I told you, I don't think it's out of the question that there's a chance that Rashee Rice does not get a suspension at all. Just based on the length of time that this thing is, this is the exact, I just scroll so far down. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice is not expected to be suspended for the 2025 NFL season. Rice is facing 8 felony charges related to hit and run car crash for going 119 miles per hour and facing 4 civil suits. Rice was also
comments.
Allowed to play last season.
Yeah, he's just trying to get comments. How
so
many comments does it have on
saying,
that thing? Does
you're saying say, I can't?
How many
can't
likes
take this?
And comments? No, I wouldn't take
2.1 thousand likes, 253 retweets and 169 comments.
Yeah, you can't take that report serious at all. There's nobody knows the answer. I don't think the Chiefs or the NFL know the answer to it yet either. That's the problem. That's
and also,
how I know
how can
that's
he face
BS.
8 charges? He hasn't, and this is a fact, today, to this point, he has actually not been criminally charged. So how can he be facing 8 charges if he hasn't been criminally charged, I guess, is part of it. And again, the text line is full of like all the people who are Chiefs, or the comments are full of all the people and the Chiefs haters, right? It's, oh, here it is. Here it is. They're doing it for the Chiefs, Gold. So you're telling me I can't believe this? You're telling me I can't believe this ML football that Rashee Rice is not expected to be suspended? I think, like, if you're just going
to
be like,
there's
and
this a lot
is. Not-
of, this goes back to the fake stuff. I mean, there, if you just Google Rashee Rice right now, and you look at Rashee Rice suspension, there's literally some random site I've never heard of that says the NFL has issued its verdict on Rashee Rice's possible suspension. No, they haven't. No, they haven't.
That's a headline?
Yes. It's from a random it's a site I've never even heard of. Marca.com. My point being is like I think it's just this is the stuff that gets aggregated. It's not really. I can promise you, if there was a like as you said, Nate Taylor, anybody on the beat would have had reports on this by now. It's not real.
Look, there is no, in my opinion, case scenario in which he misses 8 games. If you do the research on it, the players who miss 8 games do more. Okay? Not getting criminal trouble for speeding or dangerous speeding or those things. They do physical harm to other people or things far, far, far worse than what we're talking about in this case. I still think the
well,
most...
Well, I mean, there's an argument. Rashee Rice did cause physical harm.
But because he didn't... Yes, but because he didn't... You know what I'm saying? Like, I meant...
You're talking about, like,
intentional
domestic
physical,
violence?
Intentional physical harm. Yeah, like domestic violence. The thing about this is, I still think the most likely scenario is a suspension between 3 and 6 games. I think the least likely scenario is more than 6 games, but I still think there's like a 10% chance that Rashee Rice does not face a suspension at all. But I'll just tell you right now, don't send me this ML football one. Don't send me anything from Dove Kleiman, because they are pulling it out of their ass. And if they're pulling it from a real source, the two problems you run into are they take a quote out of context and they're not actually giving you what the person is saying, which they've done to Nate, or they're just straight up telling you something they think is probably the case. They didn't even say from who. Who is saying they're not expecting?
It's obviously not. I mean, look, it's obviously not real. I mean, it's
how mad?
It's obviously not real. As far as what do we actually think is going to happen?
4 games.
Yeah, I mean, if something, I'll have the same deadline as last year. I told you the NFL, and I feel like they've kind of operated this way recently. If by middle of August they haven't made the determination, then got to wait till the next year. Moving on to the next year. Like, it's not the same as if an incident happens during the season, then the league can still react right then and there. But knowing that this is an ongoing legal matter, if they do not have the information they need or there's a resolution on the criminal side of things by the middle of August, I don't believe he gets suspended. So that's basically where I'm at. Like, once we get past August 15th, August 20th, if there's no conclusion, then I think he's good for the year. Again, we're going to be talking about this in 2027 or 2026, I mean.
He does have the civil stuff coming up here, so like that could make a determination because at least that's a court of law thing. I will say the bloodlust for Kansas City, if Rashee Rice doesn't get suspended.
Oh yeah, it's going to be nuts. It's going to be nuts.
Oh, just watch. Yeah. Watch the other
League's
fan bases come out.
Oh yeah, it'll be rigged.
It's for Taylor Swift. Every conspiracy theory. You've heard about the Chiefs and the refs and the league only does it to support them and all of this stuff. It'll be out of the woodworks for anything, I think, under 2 games. Even if it's not a 0-game suspension, Gold. If it's a 2-game suspension, I think that everyone will come
They'll
out of
the woodworks. They'll say they didn't want the Chiefs to suffer this suspension.
If he doesn't get suspended, I might have that take. I might come in on the show. The next day.
Sometimes people don't get suspended, man.
No, I understand that.
The longer it drags out, the less likely a suspension happens, or certainly the severity of it. And we all know at the time we looked it up, he hired like one of the more powerful people in the entire state of Texas to be his attorney. It was Jerry Jones's attorney for some of his legal issues as well. So he's got the right person representing him to maybe make some of this go away. That doesn't mean the civil stuff. He's going to be paying a lot of his paychecks for a long time going to the civil stuff. That I don't think he's getting out of. But the criminal side, yeah.
They should be trying to get a percentage of a check instead of just a flat dollar amount. I'd just like 1% of all future earnings in the NFL, please and thank you.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I don't think that settlements work that way. I'm just saying that's what I would try if I were...
You mentioned Taylor Swift, and this is a little left turn, but I was particularly bothered last night.
I turned into one of those people. Because they were showing him in the Stanley Cup? Where were you with Timothy Chalamet? Where were you with some of these other people that have been shown during the NBA playoffs?
They showed Timothy a healthy amount as well as Ben Stiller.
Caitlin Clark, where are you? Stop showing her ass on the Pacers game. She's not playing in the game.
How many times was she shown on the broadcast? Like twice.
No, more. Way more than Taylor Swift
and Travis Kelce, maybe 20 times.
They can show all of them to be clear. I don't care if they show Caitlin Clark. Do you think it was 20 times?
You really did.
I think it was 20 times.
We don't have to do this.
If they showed her a couple times, it's fine. But I think it was an over-excessive amount where they scored a goal. And they cut straight to Travis and Taylor. Yeah. It's like, we don't need to do this every time.
NHL wants Taylor Swift's audience too, man.
We don't need to.
I understand.
We don't need to complain about it, is when he said. Why are we doing? It's the NHL Stanley Cup. And we all know, much like the NFL, when you have, or NBA, when you have big celebrities, you make sure everybody knows the big celebrities are at the game watching your sport. Kelce and Swift were sitting next to Wayne Gretzky.
They're going to show that.
There's three people there that's
good for the sport. But yes, it only is a problem when they show her and Travis. If Cody's correct, they show Timothy Chalamet
a lot.
They show Pat McAfee. They show Ben Stiller. They show Spike Lee for the last 30 freaking years.
Why the hell do I have to watch Pat McAfee just because he's from Indiana?
No, I get the frustration. I think Edmonton would score a goal and they didn't show Wayne Gretzky. One time. The Pacers play well. They show Reggie Miller a lot. It makes sense.
Why does that make any more sense? Because he just played for him?
I think if you're going to show somebody, you show the fans. Taylor Swift is not at least vocally, a Florida Panthers or an Edmonton fan.
I think she's just going to Travis Kelce. No.
I think that warrants.
But she's one of the most famous people on the planet.
I understand that.
Why does it bug you? I mean, this is the same question we were asking people during the NFL season. Like, truly,
I just don't care.
Why does it bug you during a hockey game that they're showing a celebrity?
I think it seemed out of place for him.
It was more out of place because Travis was at least playing and Taylor's with Travis, so it made sense. It was like just showing them just to irritate people, I think, is what they were doing.
I think it's Chiefs fatigue.
Put them on the glass if you want to have them enjoy the game. Have them at the game, have them on the glass.
They're not going to put Taylor Swift in the monk's face. Are you kidding me? What a security nightmare.
They put Chalamet next to fans.
He's not Taylor Swift.
That's a totally different
Taylor Swift.
Plus, the New York Knicks have a specialty celebrity entrance and access and all this other stuff. They have the pieces in place in order to handle celebrity like this. I think it's Chiefs fatigue and Kelce fatigue. Like, oh, by the way, I saw Donna Kelce's getting ready to be on the new season of Traitors. So, like,
well, I get why other people tired, are having it. You know, why is Drew having an issue with this? Is what I'm trying to
I
figure out.
For some reason, it's the hockey thing. Because during the football season, they want to show it as
hockey.
Much fine. It doesn't matter. He's a Midwesterner.
You know?
So what if Josh Allen was there with his actress wife?
They don't need to show Josh Allen or Haley Steinfeld.
So you would have had the exact same feeling.
Yes. Okay. If Joe Burrow was at the hockey game, they don't need to show Joe Burrow at the hockey game. Show Wayne Gretzky after Edmonton wins the game.
I don't think it's any different than when the UFC, they have their fights. They just had five. They show all the celebrities that show up. to their fight. They make a huge deal about it, as a matter of fact. But I just don't know why it's any different.
I think it's different. If you're talking individual sports, especially, like Spike Lee was at the tennis match. They had Odell was at the tennis match. It's if you're an individual sport. What? If it's an individual sport, it's different.
Wait, so you side. So Taylor Swift. Rules. So if Taylor Swift was watching a tennis match, you're good. But because it's a team sport, she can't be on TV. What?
No, when they showed her at the tennis match along with other celebrities, it's fine. But because you're
that doesn't make any sense to me.
If you're wearing Knicks gear, like they showed Chalamet when the Knicks played well, wearing Knicks gear, cheering for the Knicks.
So if she had a Florida Panthers, if she would have, instead of wearing a very nice red sweater that I'm sure was very expensive or whatever she was wearing, if she was wearing a Oilers. Florida Panthers hockey jersey, you would have been cool.
If she was a Florida Panthers fan, 100%.
Now you have to be a fan. You have to be the fan of the team.
You cheer for seven teams in eight different states.
Yeah, that is very
true. You can't gatekeep fandom. You people just got to be
true. You've worn a Missouri, a K-State, a LSU Butler, shirt an LSU shirt today, a Pacers shirt.
You've been to Kansas
Wisconsin
State, Missouri
shirt.
Games.
But I'm not asking to be I'm not a fan of them, so why the hell would they show me on camera?
Because she's Taylor Swift.
It doesn't.
I guess a lot of it is. It doesn't distract from
Taylor Swift to be on camera, though, for them to pull.
Did you
fans.
Not enjoy the hockey match because they showed her seven times?
I thought the hockey game was
well, then
great.
That's all. Then it wasn't a big deal. Then
I guess. Hold on. Our guy Jackson said that she's a Predators fan.
Okay, I don't care.
Because she's Taylor. You don't have to show a celebrity because they're a celebrity on camera. It doesn't. It's really not that big of a deal.
I guess here's the big
thing. She was at the
what
game.
Do we do? They don't. They do. I can't argue the point. They don't have to. But really, here's the argument: is like it in no way. And this is the thing that always gets me gold. It in no way. Distracts
right
from the game.
It doesn't matter.
I know
they're not
that.
Doing
I know
it while the guy, while Connor McDavid's flipping it behind his back for a hat trick. They show it like times when nothing's happening.
In an instance where the team, the greatest player in hockey history, played for, scores a goal, you don't show him.
Are you telling me they never? Are you telling me they never showed Wayne? You're trying to. You're here to tell me
Edmonton
they didn't show Wayne Gretzky once?
Well, they did because he was right next to Travis Kelce.
Exactly.
did show him.
When Edmonton scored a goal, they didn't show the greatest player to ever put on their jersey. Instead, they decided to show a Predators fan and a Hall of Fame tight end, and an all world singer. Like that's fine, but that'd be like if the Pacers won tonight, and instead of showing Reggie Miller, they showed, I don't know.
Tom Cruise.
Sure.
They should probably just show Tom Cruise.
We don't need to see Tom Cruise at a Pacers game. It doesn't matter.
It does for the sports.
Yeah, there's a weird...
I'll just say, Drew, otherwise...
It has nothing to do with Taylor Swift. It's just that she's there. Like, it could be anybody else.
It doesn't matter for how the hockey match is played, but I'm just telling you right now that TV people aren't just doing this for no reason. It does matter. You do know that the numbers of viewership went up for the NFL because they were there. And last night, I guarantee you the NHL saw a bump because Taylor Swift was in attendance watching the match. It does actually matter. It might not matter for the reasons you enjoy, the purest of you that wants to just enjoy hockey for the hockey. You want to be out there on a lake just watching the Oilers with no TV, just catching the vibes. I got it. But if you're not a purist, it does actually matter for these TV execs. Otherwise, they wouldn't show Tom Cruise or Taylor Swift or Wayne Gretzky or anyone else.
The same group of people that are like upset with people getting offended are the ones that are offended about Taylor Swift being shown on TV. It's very bizarre to
me. But
it's not.
It's not just Taylor Swift. If it was just Travis and Jason, the hell are we showing Travis and Jason for a hockey game? It doesn't matter.
Same reason. People know who they are, and they feel like it's cool to be at the event, and people attach them to that. It's just the way life works, I think, with celebrities a lot of times.
You know,
why do people like?
Do you buy Patrick Mahomes shoes, man? It's cool. It's really not like an overly complicated thing.
Anyway.
It's like go back to like high school and why you chose. You know, Gold chose that certain Abercrombie & Fitch shirt or whatever, right? It's like, it's just part of the, I don't know why that.
I mean, heck, I was at Kauffman Stadium Tuesday night, right? It's Caglione's debut. We're all fired up. Patrick Mahomes is sitting there. Guess who also was there? Reggie Jackson.
Baseball player, Hall of Famer.
Hold on, listen, let me keep going. They show Reggie Jackson with George Brett on the Jumbotron for a reason. Oh, Carlton, not a baseball player.
Yeah, they didn't need to show him.
Okay, so you're anti.
He just drew the line. He just wants to tell you who can be shown.
So he didn't need to be shown.
So
and I love
in the stadium. They did not think they should have shown any non-baseball celebrity on the Jumbotron ever at Kauffman Stadium.
No, show the people who are paying their hard money to go to the game and actually do it. the people who are dedicating their dollars.
I mean, I love you, Blue Springs guy, but I don't need to see Brian and Blue Springs on the Jumbotron. I'd rather see Carlton on the Jumbotron doing the dance.
If that man is paying his money, then I want to see John on the Jumbotron going nuts because the Royals are playing well. That's what I want to see.
They can show both.
And they do. Here's the other thing they do. Wow. Anyway.
Jeez.
By that same stance, they should never show a single fan on TV who's not in the team's gear.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. Anyway.
I wasn't anticipating such a strong stance on this from Drew.
I texted you guys this last night. I was like,
I kind of forgot about it.
I ignored it on purpose because I did not want to have that argument over text yesterday.
So you just that's for why. Now instead?
that's what it is.
The millennial version of the back in my day guy.
Kind of. With this, at least.
I think
back in sports were pure.
It's the same thing. Look, it's the same reason why there's people who have been like, the Super Bowl environment is not as good as other environments because it's just Celebrity Row. You know,
that's not true, though. We've gone now.
The game's not as good. The environment's not. The buzz isn't the same.
I used to think that as well. Cody and I can speak to this. I used to think that Super Bowl crowds, they must stink. It's all guys in suits. That's not.
That's not been my personal experience.
Not what it is at all. We've been very fortunate to go to three of them, and that's not the experience we've had at all.
Athletes he's okay with, I think, seems to be the line. Even if he didn't play for either team. Athletes.
The smallest thing can make a difference.
That's right.
That's right. Facts.
That's right.
It can really bother me or it can just be totally fine. The smallest thing can make a difference.
Anyway.
Ah, man.
Got a little sidetracked there, admittedly.
Look, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Happy Friday, guys, you know?
Yeah, man. Come on. Let's not bring the vibe.
You asked me, do I need a drink early? I might after this, after that conversation.
It's not that bad of a take.
Fan club starts now.
After that conversation, maybe I do.
Now people are just talking about the other things they don't want to see games. Don't ever show one of those jackasses proposing at games. Is what the
well, you know, my feeling.
That too.
My feeling on that. The proposals at games thing is a whole different conversation we can have. But
we don't need to get into it. Let's just.
They already get enough shine. Don't make it about them again.
Someone says, turn the stream off. I don't see any 965 gear. Why are we showing you guys? Someone says, hey, Blue Springs is an awesome place. For sure. For sure. Someone says, I was stoked to see Carlton at the game. Someone else said, screw Carlton. I want to see the big belly guy again instead.
Yeah. Lots of choices. Lots of different choices.
We've got a new part-timer training.
Jackson's in here agreeing.
It's funny. I keep hearing him in the background.
He's just, he's back there. He's learning stuff.
No, I know.
Are you teaching him how to press the buttons?
I hear the comments, though. It's funny. He's agreeing with Drew.
Well.
Yeah, Drew.
Back when things were pure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think everyone wants to go back to the way life was in the 1930s. No problems there.
Unless you're Tyler Hero.
We're going to get to that in the 1 o'clock hour.
I think
that's aligned with you a little bit too, I think, actually. Up next, though, let's get to what's trending. We'll talk more about the Royals, where they sit, and a real conversation to be had about the hitting approach with this franchise. Next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.